They said that while the president's comments had been racist, the party was playing into his hands by spending so much time condemning his remarks, according to centrist lawmakers and senior aides who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe internal discussions. They were particularly angry at being asked to vote to condone Ms. Pelosi's breach of the rules, which two of them described as throwing moderate lawmakers under the bus in order to help the speaker shore up support among progressives who had been alienated by her feud with Ms. Ocasio-Cortez and her allies. One lawmaker describes the upshot of the extraordinary episode as another week burned on his terms instead of ours. The scene underscored the intensity of feeling prompted by Mr. Trump's latest comments. Republicans spent the day arguing that Democrats, particularly Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's so-called squad, were no better. In those tweets, I see nothing that references anybody's race. Not a thing. I don't see anyone's name being referenced in the tweets, but the president's referring to people, congresswomen, who are anti-American, said Representative Sean P. Duffy, Republican of Wisconsin. And lo and behold, everybody in this chamber knows who he's talking about. Mr. Duffy's comments prompted an angry response from Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington, who sought to register an official objection. She said the use of the word anti-American was completely inappropriate, but was not allowed to formally ask to have the words stricken. At a closed-door meeting of House Democrats on Tuesday morning, Ms. Pelosi set the stage for the debate, calling the four freshman congresswomen our sisters and saying Mr. Trump's insults echoed hurtful and offensive remarks he makes every day. So this is a resolution based in who we are as a people, as well as a recognition of the unacceptability of what his goals were, Ms. Pelosi told Democrats, according to an aide present for the private meeting, who described her remarks on condition of anonymity. This is, I hope, one where we will get Republican support. If they can't support condemning the words of the president, well, that's a message in and of itself.